Wembley, Wembley, fucking get in. Really looking forward to Wembley now. Over you all are too. It's the post-match show. The Reds have just smashed Arsenal in their own backyard. Thoroughly professional job from the boys. Two great goals from Diego Jota. Diogo Jota even. 14 for the season now, which is more than he scored for Liverpool in the whole of last season. And we've still got 4 months to go. And we've still got loads of games to play. And we've got a cup final. I've got Kev, Adam and Andy with me to react to the Reds reaching the final in this competition for the first time since 2016. And this time, we want to put things right. This time, we want to win the fucking thing. We want to become the record number of wins in this competition. Get ahead of those oil-rich tick-attacker cunts, as Neil Dockin once called them. Yeah, Kev, great night, wasn't it, mate?
Yeah, Belter, can't whack winning a semi-final, can you? The only shame of it was, it wasn't there. Monday, I wasn't that bothered, and then the closer and closer it got, I thought, fucking hell, what are we doing missing a semi-final? But that away, it looked like I had a fine old time to cover me, so yeah, everyone in there's had a lovely night having me.
Yeah, and Adam, it was absolutely brilliant. I mean, as Kev says, it's a shame not to have been there. And we've got a little insert from some of the boys who were there. We're gonna lob that onto the end of the show, so you get a little bit of the feel for how it was in the away end. But it nevertheless, glorious watching on the telly, wasn't it, Adam, at the end there, where, you know, the stadium's emptied out. You can hear the away end singing "You'll Never Walk Alone," and the match is still taking place. But, you know, that was how defeated Arsenal were in the end.
Yeah, a little bit of showed them the way to go home, slipped in there as well, wasn't it? Which was nice. And even poor old Alan Smith on the commentary had to sit there and wait through the rest of the 90 minutes to play out, which was really nice. And I couldn't help laughing to myself that Arsenal fans thought that we got the first leg postponed so that we could get Mane and Salah back from the AFCON, which was never going to happen. They did get Thomas Partey back from AFCON in time, and then he got sent off. I mean, what a joke club they are, honestly.